USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. Anger and frustration mounted as President Joe Biden showed no signs of reversing plans to allow a nationwide eviction moratorium to expire at midnight Saturday. One Democratic lawmaker even camping outside the Capitol in protest as millions of Americans were about to be forced from their homes. Congressman James P. McGovern, Democrat from Massachusetts and chairman of the House Rules Committee.
Research tells us that if someone is evicted, they are most likely to move in with friends or family or into a shelter. That only increases community spread and leads to more infections.
Australia's east coast states of New South Wales and Queensland faced an escalating battle against the COVID-19 Delta variant on Sunday, with millions under strict lockdown and authorities urging more testing and vaccinations to rein in the outbreaks. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Unable to produce the final text of a nearly $1 trillion infrastructure bill, the Senate wrapped up a rare Saturday session making little visible progress on the legislative package, but Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vowed the work would get done. The Senate planned to reconvene Sunday. Senators and staff have been laboring behind the scenes for days to write what is certain to be a massive piece of legislation. An early draft swelled beyond 2,500 pages.
If you are vaccinated, you have 25 times less chance of getting hospitalized or dying.
Dr. Megan Rainey, Brown University emergency physician. Florida reported 21,683 new cases of COVID-19, the state's highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic, according to federal health data released Saturday. The state has become the new national epicenter for the virus, accounting for around a fifth of all new cases in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration announced new sanctions on Friday against Cuba's National Revolutionary Police and its top two officials as the United States looks to increase pressure on the communist regime following this month's protests on the island. The administration says it is considering a wide range of additional options in response to the protest. Marquette University president explains why he's requiring students to get vaccinated before returning to campus. Dan Naraki has the story.
Colleges and universities are preparing to welcome students back to campuses, with the Delta variant of the coronavirus causing spikes in new COVID cases around the country. Many institutions have taken the step to require students to get vaccinated in order to return to campus. Marquette University is one of those schools with that requirement, though vaccination is only a recommendation for faculty and staff. Marquette President Michael Lovell explains to CNN why he decided to lay out those requirements.
We required students to be vaccinated. We made the announcement several months ago with the idea, as we know, that it is best for our students, because they live in such proximity to each other when they're on the campus, to require them to be vaccinated for their own safety and well-being. You know, when you're in college, it's a very social time. They live close in community, and we just really wanted to ensure that they could have the best experience possible while they're on campus, while still being safe.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.